The Lyric Concert with Paul Herriot.
The Espiro Choir Carol. 16 confident young teenage voices from 12 to 18. In a choir with no auditions. Just a belief that everyone can sing. Everyone can sing well.
Oh, well done. Can anyone remember from the last time, what happens at the end when we do amen sometimes that we need to remind ourselves about? Anyone remember?
Just open up the amen. So it's yeah. Like amen.
Yeah, so don't, again, the same thing with the in. Don't close to the end too quick.
Oh. Mary Amond O'Brien is their passionate conductor and founder.
She prepares us so much in rehearsal that when we go to a concert, we go to the concert and we perform. And she knows that we're going to perform amazing because perfect practice makes perfect is her motto. And we practice so much and so well that performance is always brilliant.
Mary has set up Espiro branches for every age, from toddlers to adults.
I'd like consider my choir to be like a choir family because we're all so close. We'd always check in on each other. Like, it doesn't matter if you're like the youngest in the youth choir or the oldest, everyone just gets on together. And so many travelling opportunities as well, which is incredible. It's great to be able to say, like, I have a best friend who's in America, or I have a friend who's in Scotland, which is incredible. It's just, it's so empowering almost.
Maria was holding the lamb, but he pooed on her.
Espiro members come from all over Carlow and beyond. Meet the Miller family.
I'm Brian, the daddy, I suppose.
And I'm Claire.
I'm Maria.
I'm Anna.
The three sisters, aged 9, 11 and 13, are all members of Espiro. Today, the whole family is helping out on the farm.
I'm Orla, the mammy.
Martin, the grandfather.
And I'm Mary Clare, the grandmother.
You're in County Laois in a place called Clonybeacon, or Clonybeacon. It's probably Clune Bacon, made up of the mushrooms.
The girls are well wrapped up in welly boots and coats. Maria has the little lamb held so tightly to stop him wiggling.
He has a black head and he's kind of grey and brown on his body.
He's like a wool blanket.
Claire and Anna know exactly what to do, offering the little lamb a baby's bottle of warm milk.
When he was born, he was very weak, so he had to get a lot of handling and extra care. And then by the time he got going, his mother didn't know who he was, so she kind of rejected him. So they'll have fun rearing him.
The girls are following their dad, Brian, around the mixed farm. Claire empties a huge bucket of meal into the cow's feeding trough.
Claire's welly came off in the muck.
The mucky sock is no bother to Claire. She's the eldest of the three girls and well used to farming life.
Yeah, we love it all. We're out quite often, whenever we've a free minute.
Yeah, Claire's a big help now. As you move up along through the ages, you kind of get more helpful. When you're small, it's kind of all about keeping you safe as much as anything else. Whereas Claire is, yeah, be more inclined to give her a few jobs to do, yeah.
Claire is working with her dad, rounding up this really flighty horse in the stables.
Ruby Girl,
she's one of our mares.
And a 10-day-old foal. We were asleep when
it was
born.
At 12 o'clock, I think.
About that, yeah.
And Claire got to go down.
Yeah, it's nice when they're like getting up and you see them walking for their first time, like, you know.
He used to be a bit shaky on his legs at the start, but now he's more firm and he knows what he's doing, like, when he's walking, so, yeah.
It helps the lambs.
Yeah.
Being born.
I lambed a lamb myself this year, so I had to make sure it was breeding, like, and stuff. Just, if it's not breeding, then you, like, swing it around a bit and hopefully its heart might start beating.
Claire makes it sound like it's no big deal, taking on the responsibility of lambing at just 13. She has a quiet confidence, a confidence worth its weight in gold. Confidence on the farmyard and confidence in singing with the Espiro Choir.
Granddad just be always singing around the place, and he like, now we'd be singing as well, you know.
Sometimes they come down quite excited with a new song and perform it here in the house and be practicing it a bit in the house. And for us, it's very joyful to hear them practicing a new one.
For the girl's dad, Brian, the weekly rehearsals have become an unexpected joy, a break from the busy farm.
I'd sit down and just listen to them, and you'd have your own private concert nearly. It's fabulous. It's more than singing, it's a holistic or something, I suppose, is the word. They could be becoming aware they're breathing or sitting on yoga mats nearly.
Yeah, we do that lots in the youth group as well. Like, we'd be doing stretching and then we'd sing, and you know, it's fun.
Yeah, on virtually all of the songs that they'd be choosing would have very positive and building lyrics, and they're kind of, I always feel that they're aimed at young people, you know. And
yeah, there's lovely songs like Give Us Hope, and it's all about, you know, hope for young people, and then Our Own Voice, which is about speaking with your own voice and not being afraid and
listening to our voices for the adults to listen to the children's voices,
because we have important things to say too as well, you know.
Claire's just moved up from the Espiro Children's Choir into the Espiro Youth Choir, and that's brought new challenges for her.
Yeah, I had to do a verse of a song. I had to do it in Christchurch and St. Pat's Cathedral and some other places as well. For Our Own Voice, I had to do a verse of that on my own. I was really nervous and scared at the start, but then I got used to it, so.
Claire persevered past that feeling of nervousness, and it grew into confidence.
It was like you really accomplished something and you felt really proud, so.
Espiro has a choir for every age group. So for Anna and Maria, Claire's sisters, that idea that they can grow and move with the choir, that's really exciting.
Like, I remember being in the toddlers group and looking up to the girls and boys and saying, oh my God, I wish I was in that group, they're so good. And I suppose now I'm kind of looking at the youth group and thinking they are so good at their songs.
Yeah, I'd like to be like in the bigger group when I'm older, because it looks fun.
The youth choir rehearsals are really fun. There's this buzz of conversation and meeting friends and catching up.
Like, you know, Thursday evenings are a bit hectic because you've been in school all day and a lot of you have come straight from study. A lot of you are under pressure with exams, especially junior cert and even cert.
It can be a challenge for Mary Amund O'Brien, the conductor, to get everybody concentrating and thinking about singing and ready to sing.
So we're going to breathe in over four, ready, and we're going to go breathing in, two, three, and blow the candles out on your birthday cake, out, two, three.
The calm breathing exercises are a total escape from the stresses and anxieties of school.
Choir, it gives you an outlet to relax and to just talk to people, relieving the stress of school.
Killian Dooley is a tenor with the Espiro Youth Choir. He's experiencing the pressures of fifth year.
Like, a lot of the teachers and a lot of parents are like, this is the most important 2 years of your life, and if you fail this, you fail everything kind of attitude towards it. And I know it's a lot of work, but if you put in the work and it's brought about in a more kind of reasonable way, it could be so much less stressful. Fifth year is kind of an interesting year because it's the year that you don't feel like you have to put an extraordinary amount of work, but then everyone in sixth year says, oh, I wish I did this in fifth year, that in fifth year, but it's kind of hard to get the balance right of not doing too much in fifth year and overloading yourself, but also having enough done for sixth year.
In trying to get that balance right, Killian makes time for his two passions, music and Gaelic football.
We're on the Aeroge side. I wouldn't be standing here if it was the opposition side, so.
We're in the Aeroge GAA Club in Carlow Town. It's where the Espiro Choir rehearse, and it's also home to the very competitive Aeroge football teams.
Aeroge just scored a point from a free kick. Blues are kicking out. Straight back to Aeroge, looked like they were just about to score. O'Hanrahan's in the blue. This would be our biggest rival. It would be like Rangers and Celtic. There would be no mercy in this match.
Parents are straining at the sidelines to see the action. The under 12 team are fighting their corner.
Come on, Jamie, get rid of it. Good lad. Come on, hero, come on.
I've been playing Gaelic since I was about five, so I've played, I think, every age group up so far. When you're a kid, it wouldn't be always that you want to play football. Your parents might decide that it's a good idea for you. But once you become about under 14s, it is up to you and you have to be committed to that. The competitive aspect of it comes into it far more due to managers pushing you more, but also they kind of trust you to have that more maturity to see why you're doing this rather than just a place where your parents drop you off to do whatever until whenever.
That growing independence means being able to discover new things for yourself. Like for Killian, it was finding the joy of choral music.
Mary asked me to play percussion for one of their concerts. There was a piece by Harry Belafonte and there was a lot of singing and dancing in it. The energy was just so captivating and it was just such a different dynamic to all the music that I usually do. I was just like, this is like something that I could be a part of. I didn't know I loved the singing until I joined the choir. It just kind of clicked, so I decided to stay.
Killian decided for himself to stay with Espiro. It was his own decision, and that makes all the difference.
You can't just be there just to get out of something else or just be there to say that you're in it. You have to be there to like what you're doing and what you bring to it.
It's about what you bring to it. That makes Gaelic football and choral music seem not so different.
Mindset-wise, it's actually rather similar. You'll always have your people who are good at sport, naturally good at sport, and naturally good at singing. I'm neither one of those, but if you turn up to training and turn up to rehearsal and put the work in, you eventually become stronger with the group, which is the purpose. The stronger people carry the slightly weaker people to become stronger. With Espiro, there isn't a level of competitiveness there. Like, you obviously yourself will improve, but you don't have to compete against other people. It's more against being better than your former self rather than being better than everyone else fighting for your place in the team. Because in one of the differences in football is that if you have an off day, the manager might drop you, while as if you have an off day in the choir doesn't drop you.
The Espiro Youth Choir rehearse in a large, spacious hall on the first floor of the GAA clubhouse. They have these long, narrow windows so you can look out onto the GAA pitch below. Mary Amond O'Brien founded the choir with this really unique idea of having no auditions.
Because we don't audition, I love when I come across maybe some children who, maybe if they had been auditioned, they may not have got their place. But what happens over time then is they begin to get confident. You put them standing maybe between two strong singers. All of a sudden they kind of feel, I have support here and I can do this. And it's like you just see a complete transformation in some of the boys and girls. And I often think of the scenario, if they had been auditioned, they would have missed out on that. So that's why I really have the belief that everybody can sing. Not only can they can sing to a level of excellence.
Everyone can sing, no auditions required. Maybe if someone believes in us, helps us, we can manage to shake off our own self-doubt. Self-doubt that's holding us back.
Come on, you. Come on. Come on. Rupert. He's my little Jack Russell King Charles Cross. Come on, hello.
Just on the outskirts of Carlow Town, 17-year-old Kira O'Doherty is taking her little dog by the paws for a big hug.
Come on,
Kira's an alto and soloist with the Espiro Youth Choir. Her mum, Mary, is in the kitchen with pots of potatoes and carrots on the boil.
Just making the dinner, the Sunday dinner for the busy husband that's away doing his bits and pieces.
Behind Mary in the sitting room, Kira is browsing through reams of sheet music. This is her passion.
I'd be like hoovering the house or something and have my earphones in and I'd just be absolutely singing my heart out, or making breakfast in the kitchen, singing my heart out. And I'm just like, oh, sorry for anyone who's sleeping, but enjoy. No, I love it though. Listen to music every day. I get up to go to school and I'd have music playing. I'd walk up to school listening to music, walking out of school listening to music. It's just, it's a very important thing to me.
The Espiro Choir has given Kira the chance to make profound friendships. Friendships that are based on a connection, a deep connection with music.
We did a project 2 summers ago in Maynooth, and there was a choir from Chicago, Illinois, who came over, and through that project I met my best friend. And because of it, we're so close. I went to America last Christmas and I spent all of Christmas with her, and my birthday and New Year's. Everything's fantastic. We've such a tight friendship through choir and through our love of music that it just works so well, and we get each other so well. And I think it's incredible that Espiro has itself like made one of my greatest friendships.
Connections, meaningful connections through music, are at the heart of the Espiro choirs. Today, all the branches of the choirs are joining up to sing together.
Yeah, so everybody won't fit on the risers, so you're going to have to put some people here and some people at the side.
The age range is from 6 to 60 plus. Espiro Inspired is the adult choir, with members keenly looking over their lyrics.
I think it's lovely, yeah. It encompasses all the ages, you know.
Claire, Anna and Maria, the Miller sisters, have squeezed into the front row of this giant gathering of singers.
It's good because you're not just connecting with only people your own age, it's all people, all ages.
All people, all ages, empowered through music.
I personally adore it when you get to just hear a whole song from start to end, and there's just a little pause just as it finishes where everyone just kind of goes, yeah, like, that was good.
Been listening to Sing, a celebration of the power of community and making music together. Sing is funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee, and is a Grey Heron Media production for RTE Lyric FM. Sing is presented and produced by Mary MacDonald. Gail Henry was the commissioning editor for RTE Lyric FM. Choir rehearsal and performance recordings were made by Dermot McIntyre and Daniel Clancy. The series was directed by Dermot McIntyre.
The Lyric Concert with Paul Herriot.